Oh my God.
Hey, dude, you ready? Please, you ready? Let go. Passing out, say they acting out. Here we go again, cashing out. Hey, what's happening now? This is no pretend Wednesday. Get it in day. Time to act a fool. Get it straight. Go and get your bait. All you have to do, turn it up first. Forget what you heard. Them boys put in work. Opinions or dirt. Turn it up first. Forget what you heard. Them boys put in work. Opinions or dirt.
Live from the East Coast.
What's up?
Presented for our Finisher Food Network. This is Opinion of the Hors d'oeuvres, a think piece about having the dope conversations in public that we have in the comfort of our homes. This is Charles.
Look at Clee with the intro now.
You gotta keep upgrading these things.
All right, this your boy Dill. This is episode number
6.
All right, we're reporting live from the makeshift Dylan Donald Studios.
And we have a few guests here today.
Anybody like to introduce themselves? Or would you like, why are we doing this?
Well, we'll introduce them and you can just guys and say hey.
Yeah, sure.
All right, we got Chris to my right.
Hey, what's up?
You know what I'm saying? It's the fair weather, red-headed lover man. We got Ju to the left.
What up, what up?
The black cape assassin. We got Race to the right.
How y'all doing?
All right, he has a new sleeve on, so we're going to call him Cyborg.
That's a koi fish.
Well, he's getting there. You know what I mean? He's getting to the sleeve. We got Tiana.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
We're going to call her Princess Tiana because she got the little things going on in her hair right now. You know what I mean? We're going to call her that. Yeah. Right? So we got Aaliyah as well. I'm pretty sure you guys didn't hear, so we're just going to call her Shy. We're gonna run with that. So today we're gonna start.
Oh, we just gonna leave Donald out.
He all the way over there. We ain't in there.
Okay.
Well, Donald's in every zip code over there.
Donald's in the studio as well, but we don't know whatever.
He's the sound man behind the glasses.
But first and foremost, before we do anything, it's Julia's birthday. Let's do a quick rendition of happy birthday. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
That's enough. We ain't in church today. We ain't in church.
That's it? What? Okay.
Well, yeah.
So how you been, Clint?
I've been good, man. I've been good. This is our first time having guests, too.
This is our first time having guests.
So we're going to introduce something different.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Since it's our first time having guests, and this is Opinions of Hors d'oeuvres, and today we had a good guy cook us breakfast today.
Who's this good guy?
I don't know his name. I really don't know, but he's a good guy. But he cooked us breakfast today. And it was
his name is Dylan.
Up at 9 a.m. cooking us
Dylan
breakfast.
Motherfucking Dallas. I got up out my bed at 8:30.
It was edible.
And
too.
Went to the grocery store.
My God.
For y'all ungrateful fuckers to wake up at 12 o'clock.
It was good. It was edible.
I literally stood there at my stove for 3 hours over just holding a pack of bacon waiting for y'all to wake up.
It's okay.
Next time
we'll do better. So our opinion of choice today is grits, bacon. Sausage and
scrambled eggs
and uncut fruit or no fruit at all.
Fruit snacks.
We had a miscommunication on what fruit and some mimosas.
And we got mimosas, so that's that. That makes up for the fruit.
So. Always.
Every time I see you, you drink, you have to take a shot.
You know, I'll be a drunkard.
That's a tradition.
That's a new rule.
That's a tradition.
What's up? Right. I understand. It'd be like that.
All right.
So our new thing today, man, we're going to, this is Opinions of Hors d'oeuvres. So we're going to figure out what everybody would categorize as their food.
What would you categorize yourself?
Okay, so if I would describe myself as a food, I would be lasagna.
Lasagna. Why?
Because I move in silence. Like, I'm a G. And I move in silence like lasagna. But also, you know what I'm saying? I feel as if like I'm personally very layered. And I'm when I get heated up, I'm still cold on the inside. So
yikes.
That's what I'm gonna categorize myself as.
Well, this one.
And let me see. And see what else. She had told me. And I, like my friends used to always call me back in college. I'm definitely a Sour Patch Kid too. So.
Oh, you're definitely a Sour Patch Kid.
So that'll be my food description. That'll be my food description. What about yourself?
I'm about to just freestyle this shit because I didn't know you. So you're if I could be a food
type of guy.
You said what?
Plain yogurt type of guy with the fruit.
I'll beat your ass, boy. All right, so if I could be any type of food, I would be either fatback or pork rind because I'm good for your soul but bad for your heart, baby. Oh, shout out
to that's lit. It's lit. A little salty on the side.
I'm a little salty every now and then. With a little crunch.
A lot of crunch. I got you. You know what I'm saying? So since Jew is the closest, do you want to partake in this? What you think?
Come back.
Well, we got Tiana. What you thinking?
Nah, I can't even say what I'm thinking, so y'all can go ahead.
Why can't you say it? You can definitely
skip.
Say it.
Skip.
Illegal fits.
Come on, this is the vibe. Let's skip. Do it. What you got, Raish?
Let me get what you okay.
I mean, step closer to the mic.
I've been thinking. I mean, I don't really, if I could label myself as one food, and it like a food, it doesn't have to be a meal type thing, correct? Or whatever I want.
Bro, you
it's whatever.
So listen. If I could be anything, or I would categorize myself as a food, I would be a crab.
Okay.
You is a crab ass nigga. But
specifically, a still crab leg. I'm gonna tell you why.
Because you
have to work to get to the good part.
Okay. Let's get it.
That sounds so selfish. How
you feeling, Leah?
Do I need to move closer?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Just a little bit closer.
Just a little bit. Just move the chair closer. So
yeah, y'all just sit in front of the table. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
let's
gather
in a circle.
Right.
let me switch the mic up real quick.
So how you feeling? All
right.
I just thought about this. I would be a pineapple.
Okay.
Not only because I look like a pineapple, because they're kind of brown, and my hair is also kind of. Pineapple-y.
Okay.
But also the outside is like really prickly and the inside is sweet, so.
I got you. And I take that from you.
Right?
I take that. How you feeling, Chris?
Mm-hmm. So when I first thought of this question, I was like, I'm kind of a turkey burger. I'm pretty lean, you know, like right. I go to the gym like two or three times a week and I just like, I sit there at 165, like gaining no weight, losing no weight sort of thing. And I kind of have that little string bean thing going, so.
I got you.
But also, like, I was thinking about, I was like, man, I'm kind of like a jambalaya or gumbo, because, like, a lot of times, especially when I'm with my friends, I really like stirring the pot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it comes around to it, like, I'm the guy that's going to be like, hey, you guys are having, like, the small talk questions, it's time to go there. Yeah, what happened that night?
Y'all pivoting around the wrong thing. Okay, so gumbo it is.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get it. So, Tiana, you got some examples.
It's okay. I'm good.
You good?
Let's skip.
Why are you skipping?
I don't have a spirit. All right.
What about you, Drew?
I gotta say, for me, I gotta be a barbecue rib.
Okay. Okay.
Just because one, that is my favorite food.
I got you.
All right.
And then also, it's vital with protecting your organs as far as like your heart, lungs, and everything.
My God. Okay.
Look at my nigga on WebMD over here.
Dr.
Oz.
So I'm basically like a slick protector type.
I got you. And that's dope. And I'll let you have it. So,
Juice, barbecue, foot massage. Juice, barbecue,
you
got foot massage.
No, just like, this is the end of the bottle. It's like a little bit.
Thank you, sir.
No problem.
So we have mimosas going on right now, and Chris poured Klee one, and everybody who knows Klee knows that he doesn't drink.
You know, yeah, I guess.
So, that means more mimosa for me.
On the weekdays. It's all right. On the weekdays. But yeah, so, today we're talking.
Well, how's your week been?
My week has been long.
My week has been long as shit, too.
Honestly. I was gonna jump right in, but you distracted me. But my week has been long.
Yeah, we need to, like, can't just jump straight in, man. We gotta let these people know, like, what's going on. Like, I think people really are, like, actually concerned about our well-being and our overall, like, you know.
Are they really?
You care, motherfucker. You always ask me.
This is true. I try to take care of myself, though.
Yeah.
Even though it was long, man, I try to get my rest when I can.
Get your rest. See, that's my thing about it. I don't rest enough. Like, I stay up until, like.
I slept all day yesterday.
You said what?
I said I slept all damn day yesterday.
I can't even. So bad. I can't even do that.
I just woke up so mad. Like, dang.
It's Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I go to sleep late and then wake up early and just be chilling, like holding packs of bacon, waiting for motherfuckers to wake up. But I don't know. That's one thing that I really need to work on is resting. I'm always thinking about doing some type of work or just hustling. And that's my problem. I took a vacation this week. I went to the beach and then went to the amusement park. I actually hate motherfucking roller coasters. So please don't ever ask me to go do a roller coaster again. Yo, I went on this ride, dog, and literally, well, I went on like 4 or 5 rides, and it just got progressively worse throughout the fucking day. Like, literally, the first ride was like, all right, this shit is terrible. The next one was like, yeah, this is definitely worse. So the last ride I got on, I've never felt this experience in my life. Like, I felt like passing out. I thought I was going to shit my pants. Literally had probably had like 2 or 3 tears drop, and I was gonna like throw up all at once.
I need to go on that ride. I love roller coasters.
You don't. You don't. You
it
don't.
Was worse than jumping out the plane.
That, bro, jumping out the plane was great.
Okay.
Hold on. What was your experience like? Cause I tell everybody, it's like, what do you think about it? Cause for me, it felt like I was just jumping out, and everything was just moving. Well, let me give you guys context first. For my 23rd birthday. Me and Clee went skydiving. Shout out to my dog. Me, Clee, and his dad, we all went skydiving.
Mr. Clee.
Most definitely.
It was definitely Mr. Clee.
Yep. Yep, and I had the time of my life, honestly. I definitely had the time of my life. It was definitely number one experience I've ever experienced.
But what was the actual experience like? Like, what do you remember from it?
It was blissful.
It was blissful. Exactly.
It was definitely blissful. I know a lot, like, if you guys have rode roller coasters before, like, it doesn't feel nothing like that. Like, your stomach doesn't drop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't feel nothing like that. And in the air, like, when you're in the air, when you're falling, you feel the wind and you feel like...
It's cold.
It's coming against
it's
you.
It's really cold.
And it feels like it's holding you up. But after, like, the parachute's pulling you in the air, like, it's nothing. Like, it's everything's, like, basically silent in the air. Like, you can't, like, hear the wind, like... It's like so free.
And this motherfucker, this motherfucker was like, all right, I'm going skydiving. I'm going to snap this whole entire experience.
I had to get me on snap. Dude was like, hold your phone tight. I said, I'm going to put it in my pocket until we pull the parachute. He kind of convinced me because I didn't want to lose it. But it was amazing, though.
Yeah.
Number one experience ever. I suggest all you guys do it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm doing it next weekend.
You should definitely do it because you said no.
If I'm jumping out of a plane, that bitch better be going down because there's an issue with the plane.
Nah, like, man, that's just love. Like, indoor skydiving is top 5 hardest things ever, though. Now, that shit is hard.
That shit was difficult as fuck. That's why I've never done it.
It's definitely hard.
It doesn't look as fun, though.
But yeah, so what amusement park you went to, bro?
Busch Gardens. I think that's the name of the shit.
Sounds trash.
No, I was actually pretty lit. They had this light show at the end of the night.
Okay.
It was fire.
Or so. You don't get enough rest.
Yeah, I don't get enough rest.
So how you gonna rid me this issue?
Work less.
I can sleep when I die.
The number of times I've seen Dill like up, like I'm going to bed, and he's just like up here at like 1 in the morning, just like, I gotta work, dude. I gotta get work.
Procrastination, that's what that is. Relax. That's procrastination.
Relax.
That's definitely procrastination.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm going to start like doing things like just taking days off, like just solid. Like this past, like what was it, Wednesday? It was like the most like... It was really anxious at first. I can't even flex. It's like, you know me, like I'm always on my phone, always doing so like some type of business transactions, like scheduling shit. And this week was really hectic because I had a lot of work at work. I had like got like 3 or 4 bookings this week. Mm-hmm. And then I had like a major gig on Friday. So I took photography for one of the U.S. senators of Virginia. Like, he was running for president and all that shit. It wasn't a big bag, but it was a bag, though. You know what I'm saying? It was decent. So I did photos for him, but the thing about it was, like, I had to be there at 7:30. I had left at 12, and they needed me to filter through 600 fucking photos, edit them, and deliver by 3:30.
That's how it is.
So
that's definitely how it is.
So it was really difficult. And then, like, I had to do a lot of contracts, make a lot of contracts, email a lot of people. Anybody who knows me, like, emailing and communication is not my thing whatsoever. It's the most stressful stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really difficult. It's really difficult. But, you know, persevere.
Got to. My week was long because every day seemed like 36 hours.
36.
I feel like I was doing a lot every day. Like, getting up early, going to sleep late, doing a whole bunch of shit I don't need to be doing. It was just long as shit. Like, I definitely gotta continue to try to take care of myself.
So what are you gonna do to fix, remedy these situations to make your days 24 hours like everybody else?
I'm gonna stop procrastinating. Same thing that I told you to do.
Don't disrespect me.
It be like that. But I'm gonna stop procrastinating. and try to take care of what I need to take care of earlier.
Yeah.
Because I be going to the house, sitting down, watching TV and shit. Like, I started a new series, Riverdale, so I've been watching that.
What's that called?
It is.
I've heard about it.
It's like, it's, I don't know. I don't know if it's
what
good.
What would you compare it to?
That's tough.
It's not similar to anything?
I don't know.
Like Gossip Girl?
I've never watched that. I've never watched that, but possible. They do be doing
Gossip Girl is his back, top three of a TV
back
show.
Back behind the scenes shit. But I feel like, to me, like, I enjoy it. I like it because I feel as if a lot of people say it's good. But honestly, it's mad mellow. Like, it's not, for me, it's just not enough going on. But I'm still interested to know because I'm trying to figure out who killed who. You feel me?
Oh, it's like Pretty Little Liars.
Possibly. Yeah, I would say it like that. I've never seen it, but I'm gonna give it to that. Yeah, it's
six seasons of the
same
question.
That's how I feel the same exact way. But yeah, so I took time to do that this weekend. Didn't do any of the things I needed to do.
That's why there's no TV in my house.
That's good.
Like, there's no TV in my house.
That's how you protect your peace.
Like, I have to find something to keep me occupied, and I'll be working.
That's how you protect your peace. Yeah.
I don't know. I contrast. I have literally, like, really haven't watched TV since, like, high school.
Right.
So it's easily, like, 7-8+ years. But I just find you, me personally, I think you'll still find shit to fill the voids.
True.
Yeah, you do.
It's either you can be productive.
Get off that damn phone.
Shut the fuck up. Is it that you're going to find things that's going to be like productive or like beneficial to your health, or are you just going to run through the continuous cycle?
Like, I'm literally way more productive without sitting in my house. I don't sit there and watch a series. I'll find something to do.
Yeah. I can't even fathom like sitting down and watching TV for longer than like 2 hours. Right. I can't see how people do it all day.
One more show.
We're not going to talk about that.
It'd be like that. Well, since we're talking about this, I actually listened to a pod recently from some girls that I know, homegirls that I know, and they talked about self-care.
We got that music playing.
They talked about self-care, so... So let's talk about it as well. We could have done just male self-care, but we have two beautiful ladies here with us today. So we're going to jump into just self-care as well from male perspectives as well as female perspectives. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You have any, like, you know, things that you were trying to progress on, like, this year specifically?
That I'm trying to progress and change for this year? Things that I don't do currently that I want to do and change... I would say, as far as self-care goes, I would say working out more.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Eating better. No, I'm going to say eating better because I definitely don't eat the things I need to eat. And
I think the reason why, because you want to eat, get better and get healthy, because I've been fat shaming you all 2017.
It'd be like that though.
You definitely need a person like me. It'd be your own dog. Just text you 3 a.m, bro. You fat as shit. You need to get your life together.
It'd be your own dog.
But you're looking good now. You're looking healthy. It's all, you know, good, what I'm saying?
It's all about the. You know what it's about. So we ain't even tripping by none of that. You feel me? We ain't even tripping by none of that. So we're gonna go into it. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing first, I guess I'll start it off.
Yeah.
I guess we're gonna try to give. We're gonna attempt to give 5. Things that you feel as if is like, well, you could do 4, 3, 2, 1. That you feel as if, I'm gonna try to do 5 that you feel as if that you do to protect your peace, to make yourself feel beautiful, just all around protect your aura and your personality and whatever else you got going on in your life just to protect yourself. So we're going to talk about that, why we do it, and if you can remember when you started doing it. So I start off. So I would say my number one thing now that I just enjoy is getting my feet done, and that's pedicures. So I'm now on my 7th pedicure. I'm now on my 7th pedicure. I probably started this like... Like 5 months. Well, last year, probably like my first time was probably going like last year, and then I didn't realize I liked it. Then I got another one with somebody else, and like they gave me like the best foot massage ever. So I'm like on the 7th one of my life, and I'm really enjoy that shit. Like, no flex. I really enjoy that shit.
See, I can't go get pedicures like that because I be treating the massage people, like, it's Marvin's room. Like, yes, let me tell you what I'm stressed about, baby. I know you're doing my feet. I know you're doing my feet right now.
But whenever they start rubbing your feet,
yeah, like, I'm telling you, you just get, you know, mesmerized and shit.
You really get in that mode, like, and you sit back with your eyes closed with the massage chair on your back.
Yeah, Drake probably wrote most of his lyrics by getting a pedicure.
So I would say that's my number one. You know what I'm saying? My number two would actually be, since we were talking about this, watching TV shows and shit like that. That'll be my number two, because I watch a whole lot of shows that I shouldn't be watching on Netflix and Power and all type of shit I don't need to be watching. I would say my self-care would be playing sports sometimes. Because I do play in a flag football league. We play basketball every rarely. And I'm going to just include every rarely.
I like that phrase.
Right. And we're going to include sex in the sports category as well. You know what I mean? What's also very therapeutic for me is driving. So that'll be my number four. I drive a lot. And I use this time as, like, my thinking time. So sometimes I drive with no music just to see what's popping in the world. Listen to the wind blow. So, and my number five, I would have to say, like I was telling Tiana earlier, was just like standing in the shower, like not even washing sometimes and just letting the water run on my head and just think with the hot water and steam in the shower.
You be singing and shit?
I can't really sing, but you know, I might spit a hot 16. You know, I spit a hot 16, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, that'll be my top five. Like, that'll be my five self-care regimens that I think I would put on my list.
You have like a speaker in your shower or something like that, so you listen to music?
I need to. I'm actually thinking about like knocking a hole in my wall and putting a TV up there and putting a screen over it, like dead ass. Like, yeah, I really want a TV in my shower. That'd be for home number one, I guess, whenever I build a new home.
Bruh, don't do that shit.
That shit's lit. I need one in my shower and I need one over the toilet.
Oh my God.
And you're just never gonna leave the two. It's
no need. You feel what I'm saying? Until my foot go to sleep, and then you gotta get up. You gotta roll off the toilet. Then
do I really need this leg?
When that leg go to sleep, like, all right, you gotta have it in every room so you don't miss nothing. Every room. You feel what I'm saying? So when you're watching your shows like Power, Riverdale, you can go from the living room to the bedroom to the bathroom. So the shower, you don't gotta stop your show, and you maximizing your time. You know what I mean? You maximizing your time.
You need to cut it off. Just cut your cable. Cut all of it off.
Well,
cut the power.
No cable. Fire stick only. Fire stick only.
I can't afford it.
So how you feel? You want to go number two? Or you want to get somebody else around?
No,
you
I think I don't have five. Like, that's fine. That's maybe good. Just like one thing that over encompasses everything. Just
we know you like babies shit. Rubbing on your scalp and shit.
All right, we can go ahead and start that way. So I was just thinking about this. It's not babies. That's weird as fuck, though. That's weird. Yeah. But I don't know if this is a thing. Y'all ladies let me know if this, but I was wondering, is there like a full body sugar scrub? Is that a real thing?
Nigga, you have someone who makes stuff. Right,
I want somebody to rub me down in the sugar scrub. No, yeah. I'm talking
about. I can make it for you.
I want the. I want to go and get like the full body sugar scrubs like once a month. I just be too lazy and too busy and shit. That's one thing that I want to do for self care. And another thing, my thing for 2018 was just working on like my thoughts and anxiety and shit. Cause mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure everybody in this room can attest that I'd be spazzing the fuck out.
Yeah, you'd be tripping.
I wouldn't say tripping, you know.
You
I think
can't fight though. I don't even know why you'd be tripping.
We'll talk later. We talk offline with these hands, all
right? For sure. E for everybody, right?
These hands are rated E for everybody.
Okay.
So that was my thing with this year, is just working on my like anxiety and like my thoughts and stresses and stuff. Like, it's just not letting shit get to me. So my overarching goal is just like, fuck it. Like, if I can't control it or if it doesn't make me happy, then I'm not doing it, you know?
Right.
If somebody's bothering me or pestering me about some shit, then I'm just not going to text them. I'm not going to pick up their phone calls. I mean, that may be, right now, that's pretty productive, but long-term, it'd be kind of productive. So I need to fill myself to fill that void. And, you know, just talking out my thoughts, is a lot of times what happens is I just, like, some shit will fuck with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just won't say nothing about it. And then just keep fucking with me. And that's just when it's just like, yeah, we got to, there's nothing else we can do right now besides fight.
Right. And that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? I know your biggest thing, like, if you cut you off in mid-sentence, you're ready to go up. Like, ready to start.
Whenever somebody tries to cut me off, I just be like, fuck it. It seems like I can't control this conversation. You win. You got it.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, you got it, man. You got it. So, I'm pretty sure you've been noticing that a lot with you. Like, I don't even argue with you no more.
Because you can't beat me in an argument anyway. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's exactly why I'm like, fuck it. Because you believe that. I know for a fact. I know for a fact. I can come to you with 7 fucking references, 3 letters of recommendations, and you'll still have your own idea how you should do shit.
When the guns are heavy?
Bro, I don't even want to hear that bullshit. But yeah, so, that's my thing. And just staying in contact with my friends. You know, because I know that I moved out here. I know, like, the first year I was here, like, I really didn't see many people like that. You know, I only go down to South Carolina. I don't really want to go to South Carolina no more. So I want all my friends to come here. So I try and get up with everybody that I can. Try and invite everybody that I can.
Check on your strong friends.
Yeah, check on your strong friends. I don't. Whenever somebody asks me, like this summer specifically, I don't say no to anything. Like, if I get invited to anything, if I got the funds in my bank account, I'm going. You know, even if I don't feel like I'm tired, sleepy, weary, I'm going. That's why I'm in the strip club so much. Every Tuesday, just about.
Free is for me, yo.
Free is for me. But sometimes you just got to do the shit. So
what's the list of things that you do currently that you, like, for self-care? How are you protecting yourself now?
I have a self-care night, like, once a week. You know what I'm saying? I try to get myself together, get them clay masks on and all.
Okay.
I got the sugar scrubs and all that. I want the full body sugar scrub, but, you know, have that once a week. Try to do that once a week. I go outside and just chill, you know. Like, some mornings I just get up in the morning, like, you know, like, you just one of those days you just wake up, you just can't sleep or whatever, just go stand on the deck and just breathe, you know, catch the air.
I got you.
Yeah, it's actually really relaxing. Like, there's so many, like, wild indigenous animals. Wow. I don't think indigenous is a term.
It is a term, but just not the right one for this.
Not the right context. Yeah, just check out the animals and shit.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Foxes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Okay, so
anybody else want to interject? Like, what are their self care? You know,
I think I. Okay. Yeah, ladies first. No, go ahead.
Nah, Rach, come over here. Come stand right here.
Stand right there.
Yeah, and let us know. We got to make sure this audio is good for the folks.
You good? No, Tiana, you next. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
That's why I told you to come right here so you can speak. It's so okay. You're standing right here.
It's okay.
Oh my God.
You know how niggas be drunk.
I'm not. I can do it.
Let's see what you got to say.
One more set. Toast.
Okay, so this year, my whole thing this year was, like, being comfortable in my own skin. So, like, a lot of times, like, I'll, like, strip, you know how you wear fake nails, you always go out with your makeup on and everything for women. I'll, like, strip all of that for, like, a long period. I have for, like, a long period of time just to, you know, looking I'm bad without all of that. I can still stunt on all of y'all without all of that. So, like, that's one of the things that I've done. Like, that was one of, like, my things this year. Another thing was just, like, waking up earlier and, like, clearing my mind in the morning before, like, I even go to work. I don't just wake up and jump straight into work now. I just, like, I have to, like, you know, take that time to clear things out.
How long does it take?
How long?
Yeah.
Did what take?
How long does it take for you to
clear your mind?
Clear your mind.
Oh, right. You know, I don't know. It just happens. I just chill. Like, I just wake up, chill, maybe read a book, just chill. Or work out. I work out in the morning sometimes, too. And then art, like, I dove deeper into, like, my artwork this year, so that's always great. Like, I'll even wake up sometimes, like, in the middle of the night and just be in my house painting and stuff.
Go ahead and plug in your social medias.
Oh, all right. So my art page is tcreates. That's ti.creates. Follow me.
What kind of art do you do?
I do all kinds of art, whatever you want. But right now I'm doing abstract, so, and jewelry. But yeah, and I have an art show coming up in October, y'all. Yeah, so that's that. What else do I do? What was the other question? Did I cover everything?
That's 3. When did you start?
When did I start? I feel like maybe a year and a half ago. Maybe a year and a half ago. And everything's been great, man. It's been wonderful.
So. Okay.
Lee, you wanna chime in?
Sure.
All right, before she starts, I just want to say, she said she looked like a pineapple, so I've just been looking at pictures of SpongeBob's house, and she looks just like that motherfucker.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my God. Hilarious. No, well, I would say I'm in, like, a transitional period. I'm actually, like, transitioning back to school, so some of the things that are keeping me level, I've had to kind of reassess and kind of readjust those, because the things I used at work to keep me sane aren't going to be the same things that keep me sane in law school. So I'm just, like, trying to have an even keel, to even balance with myself, really trying to dial down in what kind of energy I want around me and, like, who I want to bring to the next level, if you will. So I've kind of just been going through that. he's saying yes to things. I say no to everything at this point because I've used to be like a yes man, like, oh, no problem, you know, even if it inconvenienced me. Mm. So I'm not doing that anymore. I've been cooking a lot, but not as much as I should.
What's your dish?
My favorite food, what the fuck? So what is my favorite meal to cook? It's actually a fake-ass Rasta pasta that I made, which is like, it's like penne noodles, and I put like diced up red and green pepper, and then mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, baby bella to be specific, and then I use olive oil, garlic powder, garlic pepper.
I can tell this makes you happy.
This is my it's cooking and then like doing my hair. Like this girl at Chipotle was like, what you put in your hair? I was like, girl, what? So me and her were talking for like 5 minutes, but anyways, we finished that up. So then it's like some like chili lime pepper, a little bit of that, but mix that up and then you can eat it cold, you can get it warm, it doesn't matter. Shit goes. But so I'm gonna transition that down to law school with me. But other than that, I tried to work out. That shit is not for me. And then, yeah, just trying to be open, enjoy the weather, enjoy being up here, and then...
How long have you been up here?
It was 2 years in July. I came straight from Hampton, and then I was up here, and now I fucking hated my job. So the stuff I did at my job to, like, keep me sane was, like, I used to smoke so much. I'm not ashamed to admit that, but, like, that's why I transitioned out of smoking. I was using it as, like, a coping mechanism of, like... Okay, I'm stressed the fuck out. Let me hit a J real quick and chill. And now I'm like, okay, this is like a J thing to do. So now it's just reading, binge watching shows, talking to my mom on the phone like every day for like at least 2 to 3 hours. That's a problem, but I do it every day.
Self-care.
And then, yeah. That was it. I'm sorry.
That was 5, though. You got the 5.
Did I?
Yeah. Damn.
Y'all was really thinking y'all was going to struggle.
Hey. Yeah. That was it.
Chris, let's go ahead and keep going around the circle, man.
All right. So, my self-care. Probably first and foremost is, like, going to the gym and running and stuff. Like, when I can't do that, I just feel, like, slovenly and just, like, I feel like a sloth, right? I just feel like I'm not doing anything. I have, like, but when I get to go to the gym, I have, like, this such... affirmation about myself. I get my pump on. I'm like, oh yes, look at this. Look at this body I got going on. Like, look in the mirror. I'm like, oh yeah.
Feeling yourself.
But,
like
yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. But yeah, also cooking as well. Like, I get home and I pretty much don't really do that many like pre-prepared like box meals or anything like that. It's mostly like I have a couple meals that I'll make. I've been telling Dill, like, you just get your 10 meals that you can make,
right,
and you just make those 10 meals, and that's enough to keep you going for a while, especially as, like, a single dude. Like, I can make a meal made for a family, and then that's my next, like, 4 or 5 days, like, all that meal prep and whatnot.
Are you eating healthy?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
I would think so. Based on what I see you cook, I feel like it'd be pretty healthy.
Yeah. I mean, every now and then, like, a little pudding cup, but who doesn't?
You and deal with these yogurts.
All right. By a show of hands, who eats yogurt in here?
Everybody.
That's a five out of eight.
Eats plain yogurt?
I don't eat plain yogurt. It'd be like strawberry yogurt or blueberry.
Wait, is it normal yogurt or Greek yogurt?
Both. I like to spice it up sometimes. All right.
All right.
Yogurt is disgusting.
Have you ever had yogurt?
Thank you, Aaliyah.
All right, then. No, I don't want to hear if you've never had it.
The texture is disgusting. Like, anything that's mushy, like, you low-key a child, like, if you still eat yogurt.
Right.
Honestly.
Finish up, Chris. Finish up.
All right. So more recently, my friends have gotten me into, like, I guess worrying about, like, I've never worried about my hair at all before. I've just, like, worn it as is, go to the haircut and be like, yeah, do the thing that you do with cutting my hair. And my girl's just like, all right, we'll do something. But now my friend's like, oh, you just get, like, short on the sides, you get, like, almost like a fade.
Right.
And, like, just get some, like, product in it and just, like, pull it over and whatnot. And you saw it, like, last night. And, like, after that happened, I was like, so much better now. And it gives me so much like affirmation, because I never felt like I was a good looking dude.
Right.
Like I was like pretty average, like solid 5 or something like that.
Okay.
But, like when I actually put some effort into it, I'm like, this guy's got some moves.
I understand that.
And yeah, and so the last thing is this year I started like my New Year's thing was like, I'm gonna start learning how to dance. And so I started taking swing dance classes. And like that's actually helped me out tremendously. I had a couple of weddings this year where I was the reception.
Right.
Like I would just go and be like, bridesmaids, please line up. I will take you one by one.
I know you enjoy that because last time we were here, we had that conversation about swing dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, but Dill's saying yes to everything. I might drag you into one of those.
I'm game for it.
So you got one more. I know you got one
shoot.
More.
So playing video games and stuff like that. Okay. Like, so when I say stuff like that, people just immediately jump to like competitive games. You think
Fortnite.
Of like the real Fortnite, like people getting really aggressive over like Call of Duty and stuff like
right.
that. That's not what I'm talking about. Not at all. Like what I'm talking about is like single player, like indie games, like much more artistically based sort of things. And for me, it's much more like an integrated story, if you want to think about it that
right.
way. Like, the gameplay is an avenue to tell a story and give you some sort of emotion. Whereas like in competitive games like that, it's just there's a different level of toxicity that you
right.
need to play those games that I just don't want in my life. So,
what's the game that you play?
So a game I've been playing recently is Celeste, which is a platformer. So like Mario, like jumping up and down. And it's the story takes place. Dope soundtrack, by the way, 100%. Like if you're into EDM, like it's great.
Yeah.
But the story behind it is like. A girl goes to like have this eat, pray, love moment, and she's like, okay, I'm just gonna go climb this mountain.
Right.
And so she's climbing this mountain, and the mountain like reflects all of her inner demons back at her. And so like she meets this reflection of herself that's like terrorizing her. And so the entire story is like you coming to terms with this other side of yourself, and you realize that she has like things like crippling depression. She has like anxiety attacks during it, and you have
right.
to like cope with it somehow. And so, it's a game. And the story is really well developed into it, and
right.
so like through the entire experience, like you finish it, and you're like, damn, like I may have never had this experience before, but I feel like I've conquered something great here. And like if I ever met a friend, like if I ever had a friend or a girlfriend that like had those problems, I was like, just play this game, and you'll feel so much better. Like,
true.
Yeah,
okay.
It helps me relax and like
good stuff.
Get back to myself.
Well, let's do this. We're going to transition to race. This is a brand new race, so there's no telling what he's going to say. My guy went and got a whole sleeve.
Why is it? What is this about? Like,
right off
for
the
real.
Right
every
off
time
the cuss.
Got the koi fish.
Every time we got the koi fish and the dragon.
Got the koi fish.
I told my guy I was going to get a dragon on my arm. He went and got the dragon for me.
No. I'm confused.
He went and got the dragon for me.
I'm just real confused because I feel like I've been telling y'all that I've been wanting a sleeve for years.
Bro, I know you said it.
I've been saying it.
I know you
It's more quick.
Brand,
but I've always had
race.
Tattoos though. Like ever since y'all know me, I've always had tattoos.
This is a new race. Saying? A new race. Let
anyway,
is it done or is that a stain?
No. Yeah, I probably got to go back. I probably go back in a couple weeks and get
that.
The shading.
Yeah, because it looks a little bigger.
Probably
new
not.
Race.
No, yeah.
New race.
This took like 4 hours in a sitting, so
gotcha.
Like 4 or 5 hours. But no, this is a new race though.
Coming to the mic next is Ray. Don't even call him Race anymore. This
exactly.
is Ray.
Exactly. Thank you. I'm Ray.
So, Ray. What are some good self-care things that you do currently or things that you want to do in the future?
Yeah, so actually, I took a little bit from a lot of the things that you guys were saying as well because self-care is so important. You know, I try to tell people that I work with on a regular basis, like, you got to take care of yourself. If you're taking care of other people, who's taking care of you, right? So I kind of took a piece from everything that y'all were saying. Like, Chris, I hadn't actually even thought about it, but I use video games as like a self-care technique as well because I know how you were saying, but for video games, for me, it's almost like an escape from my world to another world, you know? So I like playing, of course, Call of Duty, competitive things like that. But I don't play them super duper often. Like, I've been playing, like, Assassin's Creed. So
hey.
I like things that are kind of educational, but in the same token, you know, takes you from what you've been, like, kind of used to and your experiences and stuff like that. So that's really what I do. But I actually don't play video games that much anymore, as much as I would like, of course, because I've been working a lot. But a couple other things that I do, like... meditate in the morning, like Tiana was saying, you know, get yourself prepared for the day because you can't just get up and get right into it, right? You know? So
I
kind of
meditate.
I try to meditate for at least 10 minutes and then stretch, and it kind of gets me started for the day. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's a nice way to wake up, you know? Thank you. Thank the Lord for, you know, waking you up for the morning, you know? For just being grateful, being alive, you know? Because a lot of people don't wake up and see day to day, you know? And it's a lot of crazy things happening in the world. So, you know, you always want to be thankful and put that positive energy into the world. But a couple other things I've been doing. I like working out. I do enjoy, I've been slacking like the last couple weeks, but I do enjoy working out. Like, I try to do like 5 days a week. It's a little difficult,
But
5 days is tough.
Yeah, 5 days is tough. But no, it definitely does help you, like, get you in a good space. And I've been working on eating right. So that, I feel like, has definitely changed my mentality about life. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of protecting you, saying, like, your energy as well, Lee. I try to, you know, surround myself with positive and like-minded people and be, like, a really optimistic person and kind of, like, show those types of values to the people who I work, well, who work for me. So that way they can see, okay, well, this is my boss being like this. Maybe okay. I can change. Maybe I should be like this. Or, you know, my life will be there. But, and then I don't know how many things I've said so far. But my most important things. Oh, I said three? I bet. So then let me add this one in there too. Now. I'd like to take my dog for walks. Hey. It's just nice to. I have a 4-year-old pit. His name is Diggy.
Aww.
Yes. He's small, though. He's a little Staffordshire pit. He don't come no higher than my knee, but people are still scared of him for some random reason. But
a little fucking hyperactive. That's what
he's going. Yeah, he is. He's really active. So
he got a deficit disorder.
My dog, first of all, my dog is healthy. You tried him. My dog is healthy. Anyway, taking him for walks because I like to just be out in the world. And even though I hate, like, not hate, nature is not for me all the time. But sometimes, you know, I kind of want to be outdoors, like Dill said, you know, like sit on the porch and just breathe. But my last thing, which is very important to me, I get massages and facials all the time. Not only do I do it for work, but actually do it for myself as well. You know, self-care is really important. Like just earlier this week, I had a chemical peel and I had a facial. I mean, a massage the other day. So I like doing things like that because it's therapeutic. It helps you relax, kind of a way to, you know, get away from what you have going on and focusing on all the moving parts of everything, you know?
Yeah, you think that chemical peel it works?
Yeah, bruh. If I get a chemical peel, I don't get like a pimple for like 2 or 3 months, bro.
It don't damage your skin?
No, not at all. Depends on your skin type and what type of peel you get, though.
Okay. I was going to ask what a chemical peel was, but that from a chance.
Yeah. So a chemical peel is pretty much like liquid.
We don't need you to start selling
that shit. I'm not selling anything. I'm just explaining myself.
We know you got a quota.
Well, I definitely left the eating right part out. Like, okay. I've been transitioning to vegetarian, and let's it's been it. Great. My
vegetarian
mind is
or
so
vegan?
Vegetarian. I still okay. eat eggs and stuff. Like,
you know, that's what I was going to ask you earlier.
Yeah, I just say eggs. Yeah, maybe one day it'll be vegan, but actually I'm like more pescatarian.
Okay.
Fish, but.
I need that employee discount though, bro. I need
Drew, how you feeling?
I need a 6
you gotta come to my location.
You
I can
ready?
Get you services. Yeah.
Let's see what Drew got going on.
Drew's barbecue.
This is the occupational guy.
Yeah, so as far as, I don't know if I have 5, but overall, recently I've been slack just because I've been stressed out trying to, I just graduated probably like 2 months ago, take a certification. I was stressing over that, so I got kind of slack. But one of the things I do like to do is work out. I work out about 5 times a week. I try to run at least 2-3. I'm trying to get better with running because I hate running. Just running just to run. Like with basketball, I do that because I just love basketball. That's one of the things I grew up doing. But and I've been slack with that as well. Klee, we probably ain't played in good. Almost a year.
Long time.
But another thing is I like 2K.
I bust your ass in that shit that time I came over.
Yeah, that was just luck, bro. I don't know what.
Yikes.
I think I need new contacts or something.
Gotta be.
But 2K is really, that's one of my things I like to do as well. And I've really been binge watching a lot of shows like Netflix. I'm a big Game of Thrones guy.
Hey,
I talked so much shit about it before until I started watching it, and then I'm like, I'm hooked. Like,
this man
it's
has
probably.
No face.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, of course, bro. Like,
you gotta watch it.
I'm just so mad that
you don't watch, do you?
Oh, no, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I'm mad that it doesn't come out until next summer. Right. So.
May I recommend the audiobooks for A Song of Ice and Fire?
Oh, really?
Like, I listened to that for like 5 months, and like. Through my car just during my commute, and like it's a game changer.
I gotta do that because I'm excited for next season. I'm excited for the prequel that's gonna come off, the spinoff. Like I'm in it now, but that's one of the other things I like. As far as recently, I've been doing more cooking. Like I don't know, a lot of people know, well some people know that I like my roommate, I'm a good, like my spaghetti's bomb as fuck.
I heard.
I can't even lie, like that's my go-to. But I try to branch out a little bit. I follow this site called, it's an Instagram site called Tasty. So I get a lot of my stuff from there just to throw it out. Just something different. I want to expand a little bit. I'm tired of eating the same old chicken and spaghetti every other week. So that's one of the things I have been trying to do recently. But other than that, those are my three things, well, three or four, I think, that I like to do constantly. Okay.
That's dope, man. And oftentimes, it's definitely good that we have these conversations based on the stigmas we have in our, like, environments, especially as black males and black females. So that's also good that we have some things that I feel as if we try to do to keep us sane.
Do you face any social stigmas or have encountered or has stigmas changed?
I personally encountered them with a lot of different people. Yeah. Some people confide in me with like certain things in their lives. I don't think I personally like suffer from depression or things like that. I know, like I said, I know a lot of people that do. So I really try to be there for those type of people. But as far as myself, outside of doing dumb shit, like, I don't know. Like, at this point, I don't know. I'm not very open, though. I'm not very open, so that might be a social stigma. Mm-hmm. Well, that is a social stigma for black men.
Like your emotions?
Right. You know what I'm saying? I don't really face my emotions head on, but maybe that's, like, my biggest one. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't think, like, I fall in too many stigmas other than just the generic, like, male stigma.
Do you cry?
Huh?
Do you cry?
I do not cry. I haven't cried in, like, since I was, like, 12.
Time for a good cry.
Yeah, you gotta
let it out. You murder somebody at this point.
When was the last time everybody cried here?
Every time somebody say that, somebody says
2013.
So low key, I can't remember the last time I cried.
Bro, I probably cried last year. I know
the last time Race cried. Race cried in like
maybe about a year ago.
2014.
I cried last year. I can't even lie. Last year, but don't remember when.
I cried last year too. That was like the first time since like high school.
I have to let it out sometimes. Yeah. I gotta let that anger go, because if it don't, it's gonna come out on somebody later. It's gonna be the wrong person.
True. That's how I cleanse myself.
Yeah.
Like, so having good cries, like, because.
So you cry a lot every time?
Not a lot. I would say maybe.
Twice a week?
Whoa, that's a lot. No, I would say like maybe every other month or something. Like, it really, like, takes, like, the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm just like, I'm out. Like, yeah. I'm good. Like, I'm about to.
You're angry.
Yeah, like, I'm more so, like, it's cathartic. Like, I need to just release it. Or if I watch a really sad movie, like, I will start tearing up. But I'll just be like, oh, my. I'll start bawling at the movie, though. But,
I got you.
Yeah.
Chris, how you feeling? When the last time you cried?
Probably about a year ago.
Okay.
And that was, I think it was about a year, maybe a year plus ago. And I was like, a girl that I like, I was like, girl, let's do it. And she was like, no. And I was like, fuck me.
I watched a guy like tear up from me doing that to him. Like, nah, I don't think
I didn't tear up right away.
No,
he teared
up in front of me and then left my house. And I was like, sorry.
He gonna cry in the car.
Yeah, he cried on his way home.
But basically after that, I just took all the energy that I had of just like feeling bad about myself. I was like, I'm just gonna go. Take a week off from work, gonna go in my basement, start programming, and like made myself a little video game.
Good stuff. Yeah. And that's what matters, you feel me? Like, I definitely don't cry enough or haven't cried in years.
Would you cry?
Would I cry?
Yeah.
I'd be trying.
You'd be trying. That's rude. That's rude. That's really rude. That's really rude. That's really rude. That's really rude.
I used to like in school, like I used to make myself cry, make myself cry. But I really be trying. Like, when some sad shit happens, I really try to cry.
That's just real
like,
fun.
This shit dry up quick. Yeah. Like, bro, this is not you.
You might be like the screamer. You
know? I need to do something. You know what I mean? I need to go punch some holes in some walls or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I start crying, somebody got to die. It was one of those points where somebody almost had to die.
Tears, like just
I don't know. It's just crying, like mourning and all that shit in general, just ain't for me. Like I could count how many funerals I've been to. I don't like going to the hospital. Like I don't like none of that. So it's not. I am an emotional person, but I'm not emotional in the context of like seeing really really sad shit. That ain't for me.
Nah, I think 100%.
Yeah. I think.
I don't know what to do in like.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. It's just like if one of my friends like was going through something, I'm pretty sure like all my friends know they're going through something. Don't call me. Like for sure, I have the worst advice and just like, but like people will call me and like tell me and vent to me and shit. I'm just like, damn, bro. Like I feel your pain, but I just don't know how to articulate like. How to actually help you out, or how you can do this stuff? Because the way that I medicate myself, I don't cry, you know, I just like keep to myself and just like, damn.
You drink.
Whoa. Let's take a break.
Is there something you need to tell us, dude?
Hold on, quiet, real quick.
You need some meat?
We already set up the interview.
This is a safe place.
You guys get, go get out of the
matter of fact, let's break this down. I'll keep it a buck. All right, so I used to drink to get rid of my pain.
For sure.
In a sense, all right? Because last year was a very, very stressful year. Like, extremely, extremely, extremely stressful. Probably one of the most stressful, like, years in my life. Like, literally consistently for 365 days straight.
Most definitely.
But I'm not in that same space no more. Like, I used to, but now I don't keep alcohol in my house. You know what I'm saying? I try not to drink during the week, but when I do, it's with this fuck nigga. So, I don't know. No.
I wasn't gonna. Okay, it's cool. I wasn't even gonna go okay. All the way off. I was just gonna say you definitely ruined my liver last year.
But I realized like how problematic that was, and you know you really just can't do that. So that's why I'm trying to live a more healthy and sustainable lifestyle this year.
And that's good. You know what I mean? We can't have you crying and drinking.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't that combo.
That's worse than drinking and driving. Crying and driving.
Why are we focusing on me right now? This really feels uncomfortable.
Combination.
Really uncomfortable.
It'd be like that. Huh?
What?
You be crying and driving?
No.
You sure?
On my way to work, I used to hate my job.
Oh my God.
I used to be like hate tears too because I'm like, I'm about to go smack the fuck out of everybody in this job. I used to have to pull over because my mom was like, calm down, Lee. And then I got a ticket one day. God damn, I was like, I gotta work from home. Like, I can't even come in, y'all. That's worse than drinking my damn weed. Because you can't see for real, and you're just traveling too. Oh God, it's very dangerous. I do not recommend it.
Don't do it at all. That's crazy. But I feel as if we all gotta have like, I feel like we just need, like you said, a safe place.
An outlet.
You know what I mean? A safe place. And sometimes they come in all shapes and sizes and different areas. A lot of times some people just can't feel as if they can't talk to the people that surround them. And it's tough too, because people don't understand you sometimes.
It's perfect, and that's one stigma that like you can't like, not people in your circle can't always talk to you. You can't always talk to them about what's going on in life. Sometimes, you know, like, you just can't tell everybody anything. So it's perfectly fine to go seek, like, extra help. You know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely.
Like, professional help. Like, a lot of people believe, like, you go to therapy and, like, just be in there crying and letting out all your demons and all this shit. Like, it's like, confessionals?
Yeah.
They think it's like a confession. Right. Like, Father, I have sinned. Like, it's not even like that. You know what I'm saying? So.
I've been to therapy before. It sounds like a very, like you were saying, like a confessional experience. Like you're sitting on the couch with a shrink just talking about your life. But it's very much like an affirmational experience at the very least. Like you're just sitting there and just talking about it. And if the therapist is good, they'll just be like, no, like what you did like was totally rational. And like, here's the reason why you did it. And you're like, oh, like, yeah, I totally understand that about myself. And you, like, every time I come out of there, I'm like, man, I'm pretty good right now. I'm good at base. What?
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I do.
Have you ever been able to talk to your siblings?
For the most part. Like, we always say to each other that we can, but we don't, nothing really bad ever, like, that bad happens to us sort of thing. But, like, whenever we hear, like, you hear about, like, a suicide or something like that, we always go, like, hey, if anything happens, let's remember you can talk to each other.
Right.
Yeah. Like, we're, like, states apart now, but we can do it.
I have 5 brothers, and we've never had, like, any type of, like, emotional conversation.
Really?
Bruh, never. I don't, like, my brothers are, like, literally, like, an extension of my heart and shit. Like, I love them to death. But it's, like, we can't really have, like, those deep, in-depth. It's just so weird. Like, I talk to my brothers, I'm like, you good? Like, everything's straight? And it's just like, yeah, man, I'm good. But I know deep down, like my brother who's right above me, he's the one that I frequently say that he's the son of Lucifer. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the seed of Satan. He's, like, he's literally, like, fucking hardcore, like, I've never seen him, like, legit cry in my life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I know for a fact you don't grow up your whole entire life being heartless and shit. But then when my grandfather passed, I was like, damn, like, him and my grandfather was like dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I specifically went home just to take care of him and shit. Right. You know, because I know, like, this might be that moment. Mm-hmm. And the whole entire time, he was just acting weird, wasn't saying shit, wasn't doing nothing. I'm like, bro, you can just go ahead and cry if you want to. Right. I would take him out, like, this nigga loved to eat. I would take him out to eat. He wouldn't eat shit. Damn. Like, like, he was just a totally different person than when the funeral came. Like, that's the most hurt I've ever, that, it hurt me just to see him that hurt.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't really have a relationship, like, with my grandfather like he did, so I didn't cry at all. Like, it was just, like, I don't like funerals, so it was just weird to me.
I got you.
And it was just like, I was like, damn, bro, like, I wish I could have helped him. I wish we would have had some type of communication, some dialogue that could have prepped me for this. And I was just like, damn, bro, like, and everybody's like, stop bitching, be a man, grow up. that's real shit. And I was like, bro, this nigga's hurt. You know,
I feel you. I understand that. And I would have to agree with you as well. Like, as far as, like, I have five brothers as well. And we've never, like, we never have no sentimental conversation type stuff. But it's always, like you say, like, if you ever need anything, bro, you know I'm here. Like, are you good? Everything straight? Like, I will honestly say, like, my boys that I consider my boys now, or, like, the brotherhood that I have now, like, as far as, like, my friend group, both sides, whatever, I would say, like, I can feel as if I can talk to them a little bit more than I do my own brothers now. You know what I mean? Yeah, I definitely talk to them more because of group me and shit like that.
That's real.
But I feel as if I can talk to them even like deeper as far as my own brothers. You know what I mean?
Because there's no stigmas. Like, we've broken down, like,
yeah, we done a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah, we did a lot of dumb shit. We seen each other at like some of the most vulnerable points. Right. Like, cause like college is really that phase where you're like extremely, extremely, extremely vulnerable, you know? Right. And like, we've seen each other at like the absolute, I can say that some of the absolute worst periods, you know?
Right.
And then once you break down that wall, like once you see like people just doing bad, like doing terrible and stuff, and you actually help them persevere and overcome like these obstacles.
Right.
There's nothing else that you can do or say to me that like.
It's true. So how do you feel about just like the difference in like your siblings' love as per se and your brotherhood love? Not even brotherhood as far as like frat shit, just brotherhood as far as like friend group, sisterhood as far as like your friend group for females. Do you think it's a difference?
It's definitely different. I think that with your brother, it's like it's unconditional love. You know, like I could do the worst absolute shit ever, but at the end of the day, we still gotta be blood. We're gonna overcome this, and you're still gonna have to love me at the end of the day because we're in this to the end, you know? Like, we can't change, like, we can't change our relationship.
Right.
But when it comes to friends, like, these people don't owe you nothing.
Right, you're the Power Rangers.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they absolutely don't owe you anything for somebody who can literally just walk about your life tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? But actually love you like family and shit and, like, do more for you than your family. And I think that's the thing that's really, really real.
I believe that, too. Yeah. You know what I mean? And like I said, we'll go around the room and see as far as like how everybody else feels real quick, just to feel as far as like sisterhood, as far as like your friend group. Like, of course I won't ask you to weigh like your brothers over your friends, but weigh the relationship.
Oh no, I rank my brothers. I have a top tier.
You know what I mean? Family's always over everything, you know what I mean? Family's always first, you know what I mean?
Like, if it came down. No, I rank my brothers like I have a favorite brother and a least favorite brother, you know what I'm saying? It's like my MySpace friends, you know? I got five brothers, but only three top friends, you know?
I got you. So we'll go to Chris first. How do you feel, Chris? Like, Do you feel like it's a difference, or do you weigh them differently, or you weigh them the same? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, so I feel like I weigh them differently. Like, with my friends, especially now that, like, me and my siblings are all adults, right, and we're all out of the house, like, you don't see them every day anymore, and it's more so, like, you see your friends a lot more, mm-hmm, and so I see it as, like, your friends are, like, the first tier response, right? Like, if something's going wrong, if, like, your girl broke up with you or something like that, like, your friends are, like, we're on it, we know, we everything, like, let's have a party, let's get together, and, like, let's retcon this.
Cocaine and strippers.
and sometimes that works. Honestly, sometimes that's all you need. A good trip to the titty bar is all you need sometimes. But also, like, sometimes, like, your friends are, like Dill said, like, sometimes they have no reason to necessarily be with you or anything like that. And so, like, sometimes when things get, like, really, really heavy, like, sometimes you just need that unconditional love, like, man, I just had, like, I'm in a really rock bottom part of my life right now. Like, I need someone there for me. And that's what your brothers and sisters are there for. Right. Like, you can just go to them for, like, they're your second tier response. Like, if something's really hitting you hard, like, if your friends didn't, like, really help you, I feel like it's a longer term, like, more emergency based, like, I need help sort of thing.
Gotcha.
Brothers and sisters.
I got you. How you feel, Aaliyah? You over there counting the raindrops on the glass?
Just watching nature is very interesting. I don't really like the rain though.
You have any siblings?
That's a great question.
Speak towards the mic, Shadi.
Speak towards the mic. Okay. I do. I would say just being transparent, my home life upbringing was pretty tumultuous, so we're not very close, and I have a older brother who took like his own path.
Right.
And we're definitely not in communication. I mean, sugarcoat it.
Everybody family's tough, man.
Yeah. So it's kind of just been me and my mom. And right. So that's kind of like, literally, that's like my right-hand man. That's like, I put her before anybody. You know what I mean? But, mm-hmm. And I would say kind of the upbringing, and I'm a military child as well, so I moved around a lot. And so I was able to make and break attachments very easily. And I think that it was great for being well-rounded, but it also hindered me as far as like really just valuing relationships, because I'm just like, all right, I'm about to move in like 2 years, whatever. This shit not real. Like, and so now when I'm trying to like really build and like have like mainstays in my life, I find myself just like ducking and dodging things. So it's like the people that I have kept close to me, I just had to realize that we grow and we're different people and we're not all the same, and you know, you just gotta love them for who they are and what they bring to your life.
Gotcha.
And so I kind of keep people in facets where they are and just believe them the first time when they show me. And so I would say like I do have friends that I talk to about specific things, like you know, I have like a turn up friend, and you know, I have a friend that I can be deep with, and then you know, my mom's just like the all around.
Everybody
like,
plays a role.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's just, I mean, it varies. I think going forward, I want to definitely build stronger bonds and connections. But at this point in our life, it's kind of like still figuring. Yeah, exactly.
Girl,
it's, and I'm never the girl to be like, oh, I hate girls. Like me and girls don't. No, like there are girls that are around that you can talk to that are like interested in you and don't just care about going out and like just being cute. But there are also girls that just care about going out and being cute. So you just got to find that. I feel like.
Where are they?
Facts, right? I feel like she is. Now she seems really sweet, so I like that. But you can tell a real one when you find it, and right. You can also tell like a fake ass bitch when you just be like,
yeah,
like who just be trying to press you out. I'm like, right. Just because we get in the like, nah. So I'm over it. But I mean, it's hard. It's tough. It's difficult. But at the same time, you go through and you find people that you care about, and you keep the real ones around and keep the other ones just. She cute, we can go turn up together, that's cool. But that's not my bitch. Like, you know what I mean? I don't really know her like that. But you know. So it just varies. It's growing pains.
So how do you feel, Ray? Do you have any siblings?
I do have siblings.
How many?
That's a good question. I will ask my dad next time I talk to him. Yeah. But I do have several, of course, that I know, some that I've never met. But I will say that, you know, just like pretty much like everybody was saying, you know, I feel like the love is the same that I have for like my family. Well, yeah, my family members and my friends. The love is the same, but like y'all saying, I feel like the relationships and the how I kind of weigh those are a little different though. You know, just like you were saying with the responses, like, okay, yeah, our friends are around, so we're going to go to them first when something, you know, necessary needs to be discussed, mm-hmm. You know. And then maybe your family, you might talk to my brother or my mom about something specific, or maybe some family event or something like that they need to keep each other up to date with. But I feel like me personally, I don't communicate as often with my family as I probably should. So I'm always going to kind of put my friends and the relationships that I have with my friends over my family relationships. And it's weird because like I have a really, really close relationship with my mom. Like we talk all the time and I can tell her anything I want. Same with my brother. But it's like I cannot talk to them for like a week or 2 weeks. And then when we speak again, we good. Everything is just, like it's cool. And I have friends like that as well. But in the same token, I feel like I communicate a lot more with my friends because I'm actually not around any of my friends, but you know, social media, you know, GroupMe or text messages, or we in a lot of different groups, mm-hmm. And we have a lot of, well, my friends, we have a lot of the same friends in different groups as well. So it's like, I'm always like connected to them in some point, in some capacity. So I do feel that the bond that we share is important to me, and I wouldn't be where I am today had it not been for these like-minded people who are doing this, or maybe not the same thing, but doing different things, but are headed towards, you know, success and growth and future and development and stuff like that. So I really do love that about my friend groups, because we've all had those times. College was hell. It was great, and I wouldn't change anything, but in the same token, you know, I've learned a lot about myself from my friends.
Right.
And so I'm grateful for the relationship that I have with them.
A question that I had written down was, do you think you fight with your friends worse than you fight with your actual brothers and sisters? Or do you think it's like both fight the same?
That's different. Okay, so I feel like with friends, and this might be because how how Dylan said earlier that people can literally, your friends can walk up out of your life at any time, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like with friends, I kind of play it safe. But with my brother, I could play dirty. You see what I'm saying? I know all your deepest. So I feel like if I was to have a fight with my brother, like I could call you so many different types of things. But I probably wouldn't say that to a friend because, you know, I value this person. Mm-hmm. Not saying I don't value my brother, but in the same token, he can't go nowhere. We're blood, you know, regardless. But with a friend, you know, I could actually say something potentially that would run you off. And if I value your friendship, I wouldn't want to put that situation or that relationship in jeopardy. So I feel like I would say that family fights are worse.
I understand that. So how you feeling, Tiana? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, so I have one brother. So my bond with, like, my sibling, my brother, is, like, really tight. We don't talk, like, often, but I can sense when something's wrong even if we don't talk. So, like, if I know something's going on with my, like, even me, my mom, and my brother, we're all, like, really tight. We're really, like, best friends. But without us even talking, like, I can sense when something's wrong. Like, I remember a time when my brother was going through something, and I wasn't even talking to him, and I was just like, something's wrong. And I went home, and it was just a time where, like, I just sat with him, and he just opened up about a bunch of stuff or whatever. So, like, with that, like, I can just sense stuff with my family. Like, we're that close that I sense stuff without us talking. With my friends, like, I have a few, like, really close friends, like, as far as sisterhood, like, just a couple, because I've been in this space where I've been kind of weaning out negative people and negative vibes, even though we've been friends for, like, 10 years and stuff. I've really been getting rid of people lately. But as far as my friends, one of your questions was, do we argue like harder or something like that?
You argue blood, or do I, like, which arguments are worse? Like, how you feel?
Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Like, me and my friends, we go at it sometimes, but at the end of the day, like, it's all love. It's all love.
I really be wanting to fight you, but we basically siblings now.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, I don't know. Did I cover? I don't feel like I covered anything. What was the question?
It's all good. You know what I mean? It's just about how you feel about the dynamic between your siblings and your friend group.
Yeah, it's pretty much leveled. It's pretty much leveled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to chime in? How you feeling?
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, I feel like with me, I bring a different dynamic because I am only child.
So
it's just me out here in these streets.
It's you in these streets.
But
you got any cousins?
All of them are older than me. Like,
so you really honestly grew up by yourself?
Basically.
Okay. Different. So it's a different value for you.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I do, I commend my parents. They did put me in situations where I could just communicate with other people, very diverse. So I feel like I connect with people all the time. But as far as friends, I do value my friends. As far as even with my line brothers or my other groups of friends, like, they hold me down because, I mean, I'm out here by myself. I don't have nobody to go back. I mean, I got me and my parents are very close. I feel like I got that dynamic more when I went to college because right. I know when I was in high school, I was like, bruh, get me out of this house. Like, you know, I ain't talking to them for like weeks until, of course, you know how your mom gets you like, hey, bruh, call me or I'm cutting you off. So right. she kind of forced that on me. But knowing now that I'm older, I am closer to my mom and my dad. We express different situation dynamics because, I mean, they do give me guidance. But as far as friends, I do, I don't know. I use them as my crutch because that is kind of all I have out here. So I do value my friendships, relationships with you guys, just meeting new people, period, because I'm an open person, so, I mean, it's not hard. I mean, I can talk to anybody, so I kind of open myself up for it, but, you know, I'm just out here.
Okay. Well, I think this was a good little conversation we had here. I think it was pretty good.
Great conversation.
And I think we'll probably finish it up here.
Are we doing a Cleese Corner, or?
What you thinking?
Nah, we could do. You got something real brief, or?
Nah, I don't got anything. We'll save it for later.
Okay,
we'll save it. Do you want to do Deals of the Week?
Yeah, I want to put a twist on it real quick, though.
All right, what's the twist?
I think that Deals of the Week is a misconception that it's actual loss. Okay. I don't take no losses, bro. It's all lessons.
Okay, so do you want an intro?
But give me an intro real quick.
All right. Dun 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 dun. You're now entering into Dills, L of the Week, where we're turning the 13th letter of the alphabet to the 14th letter of the alphabet seamlessly. Sometimes L's don't result into actual losses, but actual millions and wins.
I like that. We're working on it. We're working on it. We're
working on it. But I like the 14th letter. What?
I had to do the alphabet.
The 13th letter is the L, and the 14th letter is the M. So we turn the L to M.
Not, it doesn't work like that, bro.
It don't?
I think the 11th letter is L.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L. It's 12 and 13.
You both suck.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
It's going to get better.
It's working on it.
It's going to get better.
But this week, it has been really stressful, and I took a lot of L's this week. I hope, bruh. Yeah, fucked up a lot in 2017, so.
It'd be like that.
Yeah. But it's, you know, like, the lesson that I learned this week is that you're going to face obstacles and you're going to have to endure a lot of shit. But if you fold under pressure, bro, then you're just going to keep on fulfilling in life. And my favorite word is, it costs to be the boss. So all this shit that I'm going through now is just making me a bigger boss.
That bag big.
The bag is plentiful. So anything that you throw my way, I'm gonna step on that shit and just keep it moving.
That's good.
But I took a major L this week that I really can't disclose.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really huge. But that's pretty much it,
man.
We'll
get back into it later.
It costs to be the boss. That's Dill's L of the week.
All right, cool.
You haven't told me your L of the week in a while.
It's been a while. We can talk offline. All right. But
we're gonna wrap this one up, man. Yeah. Well, before we leave, we have to name this podcast. You guys can help us try to name it. So this is Opinions Over Hors D'oeuvres, episode 6.
We're gonna call this Sometimes We Need Therapy.
Sometimes We Need Therapy.
How y'all feel about that?
What about Jews, ribs, and
Jews, rib and foot massage? Jews, rib and foot massage.
Power Rangers of therapy or something. What you thinking? Sometimes we need therapy.
Yeah, sometimes we need therapy.
Y'all like that?
So. Yeah.
Sometimes we need therapy.
Asterisk. Juice, bruce, and foot massage.
You've been listening to Opinions Over Hors D'oeuvres, episode 6. Sometimes we need therapy.
Damn, I thought that was 7, but you were going to do 6, though. You just said 7.
He said 66 in the beginning, too. So we'll stick it at 6.
All right. We're sticking at 6.
Man, we're going to put that shit in the bio. Make sure y'all follow on Instagram. What's the hashtag?
Follow us on Instagram at OOHDP, where we try to promote our think piece to try to bring it off our regular pages, so y'all follow us there and follow our regular pages as well. Just let us know how you feel. Definitely give us feedback. Let us know if you fucking with what we talking about or we need to do better. We try to get better every week. We really do. So you guys let us know, man. I think we're signing out now. Everybody say goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Chris.
Oh, see you guys.
Aaliyah. She did the 2 piece.
Stay blessed.
All right. So, as per usual, we like to do a track at the end of our segments. This week's track is from my cousin Picasso Smooth, called "For the Win." And yes, I'm going to promote all my family and friends. Make sure y'all go buy that track on iTunes. I don't know if it's on iTunes,
Spotify.
Yeah, all of that.
Google Play.
So once again, I appreciate all of Klee's 500 friends and my cousin and my uncle who listen to this podcast.
Now that's brotherhood right there.
That's loyalty. So we had 502 views. Thanks to my 2 people, I definitely contributed. So let me know how you feel about this track. It's pretty fire. And go check out the video because I actually directed it. Filmed and directed it.
Okay, you gonna edit it.
Yeah, we both gonna edit it.
Let's get it.
Alright, for sure. We out.
6.1 remaining. The Lakers, no timeouts here now. A 1-point game. Walton can tip it. Bryant with the save.
Oh, you got to get a shot here.
Final seconds. Bryant for the win. Bang! Nigga.
presents itself, I'ma take it. I ain't pump faking, I ain't hesitating. I'ma take it all right, and when I make it, I'ma make it all right. I'm not trying to live good for the night, but the rest of my life. Take my grandparents on vacation across this crooked nation. Already living out my dreams, and I ain't even made it. Already hearing all the screams from the sold out stages. My parents need a new crib that's a lot more spacious. I just wanna be a young rich nigga, not young rich and famous. I live for the big moment, but that fame is so damn dangerous. Like, you can have whatever you want, just name it. Then it's I'll do whatever you want, just say it. 03 Kobe Bean, dog, I believe it and I claim it. Except the court cases, this is 3 years in the making. So let's not mention the patience. The preparation was needed for you to see what I'm saying. Lyrically painting pictures, the Southern prophet envisioned with confidence and precision. Much love to the ones who listen. When I thought I snapped them, break you off and killed them with cold chilling. Bet on myself and I lost, that there was a cold feeling. Consistent and persistent, well-rounded and efficient. Before I conquer the conference, I gotta win my division. 10,000 hours later, somebody finally gon' listen. I'm that diamond in the rough that finally got his chance to glisten. Now pay close attention to everything that I'm spitting. Now is the perfect time, cause I know that I'm well equipped with the exact skill set, the passion and the commitment. I'm about to be that nigga everybody wanna sit with. Cause I'm smooth, kinda cool, brilliant, black and gifted. I can lock them down like GP or protect the paint like Tristan. Half man, half amazing, and that's word to young Vincent. And this for those that feel they need a more vivid description. I should've been a six man for the Bad Boy Pistons. I live by your code, it's my religion. Once I get into my zone, I'm never quitting. Like Clay, I drop a couple of trays without dribbling. They say because of the ball talk, y'all would think I'm small talk. I guess that's better than that bullshit that y'all talk. I keep my eyes on the prize, I'm a ball hawk. This for the win, fuck what y'all thought. Nigga, it's Pete.